This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia. Hi there, g'day, and welcome to this episode of The Settlement Guide, a series where we help you navigate life in Australia. Whether you arrived today, have been living here for years, whether you were born in Australia, or you're planning to move here shortly, this series is for you. My name is Claudiana Blanco, and I came to live in Sydney more than a decade ago, and I'm still learning about life down under every day. Today we will explore how to access low-cost medical services in Australia. Australian citizens, permanent residents, and refugees can obtain free or low-cost medical care and medicine by enrolling into Medicare, Australia's universal healthcare system. Today we will talk about some of the advantages and features of Medicare and how it works together with the pharmaceutical benefits scheme to offer numerous discounts.
If you go along to a bulk billing doctor who is happy to forego a private fee and is happy to charge the consultation to Medicare, you don't have to pay any money out of pocket.
Let's get started. Medicare subsidizes the costs of a wide range of essential medical services, including doctor visits, blood and pathology tests, scans, x-rays, and some surgeries or procedures. It also covers annual eye tests by an optometrist, as well as child immunizations. Medicare works in tandem with the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, or PBS, which subsidizes prescription drugs. Services Australia Community Information Officer Justin Bott says the first step to access these schemes is by obtaining a Medicare card and number.
Once you enrol with Medicare, Services Australia will send you your Medicare card, and you should take that Medicare card with you when you go to visit your doctor. The Medicare card is going to have your individual Medicare number on it, and you can use that Medicare card to get access to those services, to those reduced prescriptions from your chemist, for reduced bills from the doctor, or possibly not paying anything through bulk billing.
When you feel ill in Australia, you should visit a general practitioner or GP at a clinic or medical centre first, unless it's an emergency. In that case, you may go straight to a hospital emergency department. However, in most scenarios, people who are unwell or need a medical checkup would visit someone like Dr. Douglas Hoare, a GP who has been practicing medicine in the northern suburbs of Sydney for decades.
The GP in Australia can probably handle 80-90% of most conditions that a patient comes in to see the doctor for. Whatever comes in the door, he'll treat. He'll listen to your symptoms and try to ascertain what your problem is and then what needs to be done for treatment, and trying to explain it all to the patient. They are the best equipped medical to be able to treat the patient holistically.
The GP may decide to send patients to get further tests or other medical procedures, or refer them to specialist doctors. In serious circumstances, patients may be sent to a hospital. GPs also provide patients with prescriptions to buy medicine at pharmacies and recommend vaccinations. Some services are fully subsidized by Medicare and others only partly covered. This means patients may need to pay the difference between the full fee or cost of a product or service and what Medicare funds. An important feature of the Medicare and GP system is called bulk billing. If you visit a medical practice that bulk bills, you will not have to pay anything at the end of the consultation. Dr. Hoare explains.
Depending on which practice you go to, which doctor you see, and in what circumstances, it's up to the doctor and the practice whether they bill the consultation directly to the government via Medicare or whether they charge the patient privately. If you go along to a bulk billing doctor who is happy to forego a private fee and is happy to charge the consultation to Medicare, you don't have to pay any money out of pocket.
If you visit a doctor who doesn't bulk bill, you will likely need to pay the full fee at the end of the consultation. However, you may still claim part of that money back through the Medicare rebate system. Services Australia's Justin Bott explains.
Now, the easiest way to claim that money back from Medicare is in your doctor's office. They can submit the claim to Medicare for you. Medicare will then make the payments into your bank account sometime later. If you can't, you will need to go through Medicare, and you can do that online at servicesaustralia.gov.au.
Australian taxpayers fund Medicare via the income tax system through the Medicare levy. The amount contributors pay into the system varies according to their age and personal family circumstances. Vulnerable, low-income Australian citizens and permanent residents, such as concession cardholders and Commonwealth senior cardholders, get additional Medicare benefits and PBS discounts. Mr. Bott explains both the Medicare system and the pharmaceutical benefits scheme also feature spending thresholds. Once surpassed, patients' medical costs are discounted further.
When you pay enough in medical costs through the year, you reach those thresholds and what you pay gets much cheaper afterwards. One of the benefits is that if you register as a family, the husband, wife and the children, combined you are going to reach those thresholds sooner and you'll be able to get cheaper medicines or cheaper trips to the doctor faster. It's a good idea to register as a family, so all of your costs together will get to those thresholds that much faster.
Patients can also opt to complement Medicare with private health insurance to help pay for services and treatments not covered by the public system, such as visits to the dentist, ambulance services, and some vaccinations. Private health insurance also allows patients to attend private hospitals, which speeds up their access to non-urgent surgeries and other tests.
Under the public system, you get put onto the public list and you have to wait until your name comes up to the top to get the operation done. The private health insurance is to allow you to pick your own doctor in a private or public hospital and actually have the operation done much earlier than if you had to wait under the public system.
Doctors and medical centres in Australia are used to treating people who may not speak English well. Dr. Hoare says he often uses language translation mobile phone apps to convey simple things. For more complex explanations, he relies on the interpreter service.
We do have various interpreter services that we can actually ring up on the spot. It's a government-subsidised interpreter service. They can actually translate for the GP on the spot on a loudspeaker phone, and the patient talks and the interpreter can understand and translate back to the doctor what the problem is.
Dr. Hoare adds, many patients can also benefit from telehealth appointments and e-scripts if they cannot attend the doctor's office in person. These services are covered by Medicare and the PBS too.
To be eligible for telehealth, the patient has to be a patient of that doctor in the previous 12 months. Telehealth allows the doctor to talk to the patient by either just direct audio or through a video consultation, and we're able to treat the patient because we're now able to do e-scripts, which allows us to write a script with a QR code on it, email the script to the patients, and they can take it to the pharmacy and be dispensed the script item without even touching the GP.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Settlement Guide, written and produced by me, Claudiana Blanco. The Settlement Guide Managing Editor is Rosa Germian. Until next time.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.